So just take a few moments to settle in and settle down, relaxing and finding a comfortable position before we begin this hypnosis. Relaxing in and settling down. Excellent. That's right. And I just want you to imagine at the top of your head there is a pebble. Imagine in your mind's eye a little pebble hovering gently at the top of your head. And this pebble represents your dream, your desire, your highest intention for you. And as you imagine this pebble that represents all these things, that thing that you so deeply wish to achieve in your life right now, whatever it may be, imagine your pebble. Get a sense of it. Get a sense of its shape and its size. And maybe the colour of your own pebble. The colour of your own dream, your own desire. And begin to imagine it hovering there gently and softly at the top of your head, just above your crown. And as it hovers there, become aware of the top of your head. Become aware of your crown. And imagine, if you can, a little space opening up the top of your crown, just big enough for your pebble to drop in and down through your crown, to drop in and down into your mind, and begin to become aware of how you can allow that pebble to gently drop in and down, down into the centre of your mind, down into the centre of your thinking mind, your pebble that represents all that you desire, that represents your dream, that thing that you wish to achieve. Become aware of it again, settling into your mind, your conscious mind, your logical mind, dropping in and dropping down, deep, deep into your mind, into the place where all your logic is stored, where all your thinking is done. You're analysing, dropping in and dropping down. And as your pebble finds its centre in your mind, simply become aware now of the very base of your neck and how at the base of your neck your spine connects all the way down, all the way down to your tailbone. And notice the length of your spine as it travels all the way down into your tailbone. Notice the length of it. And you can imagine, if you will, that your spine has an inner and an outer, and it's hollow inside. Simply get a sense of that. Notice that hollowness. Become aware of it. Sense it and feel it. And become aware of all the tiny vertebrae running up and down each side of your spine. And as you adjust and settle in and settle down even more now, notice you could imagine yourself breathing in and down through your spine. Breathing in and down through your spine. And as you do, become aware again of your pebble sitting softly in the very center of your mind. And there's nothing to do in the body. Except relax now. And there's nothing to do in the mind. There's nothing to cling to in the mind as your pebble begins to move again, softly and gently, moving towards the hollow at the top of your spine. And beginning to drop in and down through the very center of that hollow into the center of your spine, dropping in and down your pebble that represents your desire. Highest intention right now for your life. What is it that you want? What dreams do you want to make a reality? And notice how your pebble begins to drop soft and gently to the very center of your spine, dropping into your somatic body, dropping into your unconscious mind, your pebble, as you soften and relax, settling in and settling down. There's nothing to cling to in the mind. And there's nothing to do in the body except relax now as your pebble centers into your body-mind, aligning the conscious and unconscious mind as you begin to open up to new resources, untapped potentials. Become aware again of your intention, of your dream. Hold it, cherish it. Look at that dream from a different perspective. Feel your own compassion. As you allow yourself to go even deeper now, deep inside yourself, simply ask yourself this question. It's a simple question, and you know many people, when they have questions to ask of themselves, They often go in search for answers outside of themselves. They search in books, maybe asking friends for answers. But I want you to find the answers deep within, because your unconscious mind already knows everything it will ever need. Everything it will ever need to know to make your dream into a reality. You do have all the answers. So as you search deeper and deeper still, just ask yourself this one question. What stops me from making this dream happen? What stops me from achieving my deepest desires? And just as a pebble is dropped into the pond, and makes a gentle ripple out, as you drop in that question, begin to become aware of how that question ripples out through your entire being, searching for answers, known and unknown. in many different forms, in colors and symbols or words, or images, and it doesn't matter right now if these make no sense. Just know that you know deep within. You know as you drop that pebble deep into the pool of your unconscious mind, you have no idea how far those ripples will go, or how deep that pebble will drop. Simply become aware that the answers are there for you, and you'll know what to do. You'll know how to be, and you will know the actions to take. You may not know them right in this moment, and it may be a week, it may be a day, or it may be an hour, or a few moments from now, but the answers will come. The answers will come to all that you ask. Just open up a little more into your own field of infinite possibility, where dreams become realities. And in this field where you connect with a wider, more collective consciousness, tapping into all the knowledge and all the wisdom around you. Wisdom from the past, wisdom from the future. An infinite field where dreams do come true, where the seeds of intention are sown, where they begin to germinate and grow into desires. And the stronger those desires come, the firmer the connections are being made. And you can try, if you want, to control these, to stop them, or change them. But once those seeds are sown, and once those roots take place, just like twigs dropped in a stream, they'll be carried off in your own stream of consciousness, like ink on a blotting paper, spreading out and growing day by day, and new insights will begin. They'll come from all different places, from different sources, and in unexpected ways. And as the days transform into weeks, and the weeks transform into months, you can begin to look ahead to the future and notice that dream again. Notice your desire, but this time, as you become aware of it, you can see how it's grown, how that one thought, that one seed planted, has connected to all things and has been given a life force of its own, and has now been brought into your reality. Now you can see it. Now you can feel it. Now you can hear all the things around you that's telling you it's time. And as you see your dream for real now, in all its rich and vivid detail, imagine yourself stepping into this time where your dream has already happened, where your deepest desire has come about. Step into it. What does it feel like to be here? Look through your own eyes. How does the world around you look now that you've made your dream come true? That you've done the very thing that you so deeply wanted to do? How does that world look from this perspective? When you step into your shoes, a day, a week, a month from now, whenever it is, what does it feel like to have the understanding now, having travelled your path and made it happen? Get a sense of that. Notice what you notice. Take the time to look around you and explore all that's there, to sense it at the deepest level and feel it. Feel it transforming and changing you, fizzing out all the way through your entire being. And notice the changes that have been made now at a neurological and physiological level. The changes in your cells that result in a change of your thinking. How does that change you? What does it make you? How do others around you begin to see you now? What are they saying that they weren't saying before? And more importantly, what are you now saying to yourself that's telling you you've done what you wanted to do? And in this place, in your own skin, looking through your own eyes, take a look back at the you of today and observe yourself. And I wonder if there was a gift or some words of wisdom that you could share with this you. What would it be? What would you say to yourself now, having come this far? Share those words of wisdom. Give yourself that advice. And as you do this, step back with confidence, knowing that at the deepest level now, you've sown your seed. You've made new connections, and you've dropped your pebble into your own pool of consciousness. And although you may not be aware now of the ripple effects of your pebble, you are aware that they've been made. So as you become aware of being back in your body now, take that advice, that information, and draw it in close to you. Be aware of the field of your own infinite possibilities, your own quantum field, where your own potential is there, waiting for you to meet it. So you can dance together, bringing dreams into reality, making magic, sparkling like stars in the night sky. Your dreams, your desires are here now, and it's time for you to take action, to make them happen. So before you begin to come back, I'd like you, if you will, to ask yourself one more question. Drop it into your unconscious mind and simply ask yourself, what's the one thing now that I can do upon awakening today that will take me a step closer to making my dreams a reality? What's the one action that I can do that's going to show me that I can really do this? And as you drop that thought in there, consider this. The lilies, they do not toil. Year after year, they allow themselves to go with the seasons and to let the changes and the flow of life to feed and nourish them at will. So consider this. There's no need to talk or control. All you need to do is allow your pebble to drop into the field of infinite possibilities, to drop into your own pool of consciousness, to bring about the changes and the realities of making your dream come true. So in a few moments, it's time to come back. To come back to full conscious awakeness. Wakening up and feeling good. Feeling really good. And ready to take a step forward and take action. So five, coming back into the room, back into your body. Four, taking a nice deep breath in. Three, wiggle your fingers. Two, wiggle your toes, and one, open your eyes and wide awake, coming back refreshed and feeling really good.